Last month, the ACLU of Oregon and Don't Shoot Portland partnered to file three public records requests with the City of Portland, the Oregon Department of Justice, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. In each case, the request is seeking information about the extent to which the Portland Police Bureau or the Oregon Titan Fusion Center or the Portland FBI Field Office, respectively, monitors and collects information on people engaged in protest activity and/or associate protest with terrorism, and whether their privacy, civil rights, and civil liberties protections are adequate to guard against abuses and discrimination. To talk about these filings, I want to welcome to the Old Mole Variety our Lisa Kwan, a legal associate with the ACLU of Oregon.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you.
And Teresa Rayford, the founder of Don't Shoot Portland.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So can you tell us how and why these record requests came about?
Yes. So first off, we have known that law enforcement agencies participate in unlawful surveillance of people, especially people of color across the U.S. And so this is not our first public records request to state agencies in Oregon. But this specific series of requests were actually modeled after ACLU Nationals FOIA requests, which stands for the Freedom of Information Act, seeking records on the use of JTTFs and fusion centers on the national level. And they actually failed to receive the records and ended up filing a lawsuit in July of last year, which is still ongoing. And so in Oregon, we wanted to do something similar, but for state law enforcement. So we, again, like you said, filed records requests to the City of Portland, Oregon Department of Justice, and the Portland FBI Field Office, seeking records from 2017 to now. And really, we just want to find records related to policy procedures and guidelines and agreements between federal, state, and local agencies to understand how they work together, what triggers this collaboration, how the data collected is stored and protected, and then actual surveillance records of individuals that have engaged in protest. And this is why we wanted to partner with Don't Shoot Portland, because their community members have been targeted by police due to, you know, social justice and activism work. So I'll pass it to Teresa to provide more context there.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we were organizing, and we'll go as early as 2014 through 2017, a lot of times we would realize that in our organizing spaces, and as well as in any rallying or event spaces, that there would be a concentration of law enforcement. I remember one time getting to a space and they had like selfie sticks with cameras on them. And we were like, hey, are you like monitoring us? Are you recording us? Like, what's going on? I know you're not violating our right to free speech. Like, what are you doing here? And so just realizing that that was happening. And then where we are now in the world, you know, being concerned, being informed is most important. We don't want to assume anything, but we would like to know what's happening and how we're, you know, how we're being investigated, if we're being investigated, and really what that would look like in the future. Obviously, there's a lot of federal agencies that are being investigated and their information is being shared and publicly. And if we have been investigated in any way, and if there's information that could possibly be shared, it'd be better for us to know ahead of time so that we can do things that we need to do to protect ourselves.
So the police clearly have been monitoring groups protesting and intervening, probably keeping records that we don't know about. Can you say a little bit more about what the JTTF is and the Oregon Titan Fusion Center? I mean, why these particular organizations or agencies?
Definitely. So JTTF stand for Joint Terrorism Task Force, and they are FBI operated. And so it's a partnership between federal, state, and local law enforcement that supposedly conduct terrorism investigations, among other things. And then fusion centers are run by the Department of Homeland Security, and they operate in every state in the US. And they especially, you know, started growing in the aftermath of 9/11. And we know that Muslim communities were one of the first communities to be the target of racial profiling in the name of counterterrorism by these fusion centers. And so in Oregon, we have one called the Titan Fusion Center, and it's housed under the Oregon Department of Justice Criminal Division. And according to their website, they investigate outside of terrorism as well and gather information related to like all crimes and hazards. So it's unclear what the parameters are and, what they do outside of terrorism. And also, we don't know what their terrorism work also means. And again, with JTTFs, we also have a very limited understanding of how they work with local law enforcement. But we do have an understanding that JTTFs operate with the Oregon State Police, Multnomah County, Washington County, and Clackamas County, and the City of Portland in some capacity. But again, we just don't know how these collaborations work. And another thing we're concerned about is one of Trump's recent executive orders directing the Department of Homeland Security task forces to enforce his mass deportation plan and how JTTFs will then be utilized on the local level. So we've also submitted, since these three public records requests, another to Clackamas County to really understand their partnership with JTTF and how this partnership will exist in the broader context of immigration. So there's a lot of moving parts to, these collaborations that we really want to find out more about.
My understanding is that the Portland police chief has recently reassured the public that Portland police, even when they're working with JTTF, they don't engage in immigration actions. But it's not clear that they might not be doing that if JTTF says this person is a terrorist and they just happen to be an immigrant. So those parameters are not really clear to the public, at least. And I take it those are some of the questions you're seeking to have answered.
Exactly.
So it's my understanding that the JTTF in Portland is required to present a report every year about their activities by the end of January, and this year's report is going to be presented in the next couple of weeks. What kind of information are you asking for instance, from the Portland Police Bureau about their JTTF activities that's maybe not covered in those yearly reports?
Yeah, thank you. We know that the City of Portland withdrew from working with JTTF in 2019, but it's very unclear to us on how they are still collaborating because we know that they still do. And so while we look forward to reviewing the report that you mentioned, we believe that our records request, it's broader than what the Portland City or the Portland Police Bureau is required to report back this year. So again, we're asking for certain keywords. We're asking for records that go back to 2017. And again, just more on the broader procedures and agreements between the city and JTTF that we don't have. And so we're hoping that these requests will bring to light the more broader questions that we have.
Apparently, according to Oregon law, you could have, should have gotten responses to these requests by now, but that hasn't happened. Is that the case?
We have gotten emails that our records request was received, but it does, it is a process. One of our records requests was to the FBI. So we actually did have to submit a records request to the FBI, which, outside of Oregon. So that one was denied. So we do plan to appeal that. And then we are waiting to hear back from the City of Portland. And then we recently met with the Fusion Center team under the Department of Justice just to answer some follow-up questions. So we expect a lot of documents. So it will also take some time for us to go through them and, analyze information.
And my understanding is that once you, assuming you do get all of that information that you've requested, you will then be making it available to the public so that people can know what kinds of surveillance and data is being kept on them.
Yes, correct.
What are some things that people might do in terms of helping the requests, encouraging responses, or perhaps defending ourselves against surveillance by the current administration and these law enforcement agencies?
Yeah, thank you for this question. I think it's very timely. So first, we encourage the public to just stay tuned on this specific public records request project. We will, like you said, be making what we find out public. We also, on our website at the ACLU of Oregon, have a section where folks can submit their own public records requests. So we have a guide. So if you suspect, that law enforcement has been surveilling you, there's a guide on how you can submit your own. We also really encourage the public to educate themselves and community members on knowing your rights. So again, if you go on our website, we have a Know Your Rights tab for immigrants, protesting and free speech, and for students. And so again, we really want to emphasize the importance of knowing your rights and also getting involved in volunteering in your community, like with organizations like Don't Shoot Portland. But specifically with this records request, we encourage you to follow us on our social media and email us so you can stay up to date on what we find. What about you, Teresa?
I want to encourage everybody that if you feel like you've been surveyed or investigated or anyone's watching you to again follow up with the ACLU, fill out that form and utilize this opportunity while we still have the right to do it. Because with so many things changing and so many executive orders and departments closing, my thought in this reality is that we are filing these requests, but who's going to be there to do the report? Reporting or the research, if everything continues to get shut down and if staff is continued to, be forced to resign. So I think that, we're in a crisis. We've been in a crisis. We wouldn't have been in the streets for over a decade saying Black Lives Matter if we didn't believe that we were in crisis mode. And now we need the information that will help us assist our communities in being safe because speaking up should never be considered terrorism in America, not what our First Amendment right to free speech.
Thank you both so much for talking with the Oldham Variety Hour today about these requests by the ACLU of Oregon and Don't Shoot Portland for information about law enforcement surveillance of protesters and people exercising their First Amendment rights in Oregon. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.